Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Don.
Happy Dad's Day to me, yeah.
That's right. Episode 281, June 17th, 2018.
That's a lot of episodes, isn't it? I'm always astounded. But
you are.
Because that number keeps on creeping up for some reason. You know, that's what happens week after week whenever you do your job. And the numbers increase, and then that's just how it goes.
It does. Words of wisdom on Father's Day from Don Stover, folks. You heard it here first.
I'm just, you know, we have done this so regularly that I was thinking, you know, today, well, it's like something that you do every week. You go in and you put your socks on, you put your shoes on. Well, actually, you put your socks on, you put your pants on, and then you put your shoes on, hopefully. And it's like putting on your coat and putting on your hat to go outside, you know, and it's old hat.
It is part of the fabric of our lives.
Oh, goodness.
Boy, I did a lot of weaving to get that in, didn't I?
Fabric.
I know. Indeed. Fabric, so. Weaving, shoes, clothes, hats, coats. So anyway, we're happy to be brewing up another new episode of Creekside with Don and Jan, the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Thank you very much.
Right here from our studio in Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House in Greenville, Illinois.
How can you support us? Well, you can go to Patreon. That's one way to support us as listeners. Go to patreon.com and look for Owl Creek Gazette and look for Creekside with Don and Jan on every podcast platform that you like. If you have a favorite podcast platform, we're on Spotify. We are on iTunes. We are on Podomatic, obviously.
Well, and you know, even on Podomatic, we do have a little PayPal button that we've, you know, maybe mentioned once in our 281 episodes that if you like what we do, and because the reality, and we didn't know we were going to go this direction, but the reality is we pay to have our podcast stored.
For the feature of having the thing stored, it costs us money.
That's right.
And you know, we're not a nonprofit, but we are not solely doing this out of the goodness of our hearts. We enjoy doing it. We would like to see it continue. And if you enjoy it and would like to see it continue, you know what to do.
Well, and there's another way, too. If they've got something that they want to promote, we do commercial spots right here on Creekside with Don and Jan. So you can promote your business, your event, your goods and services, whatever you've got. We're game.
As long as it's legal, we'll talk
that's
about
right.
it.
And they can contact us.
And we'll talk about the stuff that's not legal.
We can talk about that, but we can't take money for it. Is that what you're saying, Don?
Yeah. We'll talk to you privately about anything you want to talk to you.
And you can call us for that information at 618-580-8766 or contact us, email, Facebook. Email is jan@owlcreekgazette.com, or if you'd rather talk to don@owlcreekgazette.com. Okay, so we've just done a commercial for ourselves.
You betcha.
Okay, how about this? That was your Father's Day gift, Don, to yourself.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
Anything that happens. Speaking of Father's Day, you sat down and Googled a little bit of Father's Day history.
Yeah, I'm always interested in how things begin. So many things we take for granted as if they've always been here in our lives, we think they've always been here.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. So, yeah,
Father's Day has not always been.
Although people have always appreciated and recognized their fathers in their own private personal ways, this gives us the history of how the day became an actual celebratory event for the nation.
Well, the history of Father's Day in the United States is pretty simple. There were two stories of when the first Father's Day was celebrated. According to some accounts, the first Father's Day was celebrated in Washington State on June 19th, 1910. A woman by the name of Sonora Smart Dodd came up with the idea of honoring and celebrating her father while listening to a Mother's Day sermon in church in 1909. She felt as though mothers were getting all the acclaim while fathers were equally deserving of a day praise. She would probably be displeased that Mother's Day's gotten outrun Father's Day's lion's share of attention. But Sonora's dad was quite a man. William Smart, a veteran of the Civil War, was left a widower when his wife died while giving birth to their sixth child. He went on to raise the six children by himself on their small farm in Washington. To show her appreciation for all the hard work and love William gave to her and her siblings, Sonora thought there should be a day to pay homage to him and other dads like him. She initially suggested June 5th, the anniversary of her father's death, to be the designated day to celebrate Father's Day. But due to some bad planning, the celebration in Spokane, Washington, was deferred to the third Sunday in June. The other story is pretty much like the first Father's Day in America, but it happened all the way on the other side of the country, in Fairmont, West Virginia, on July 5th, 1908. Grace Golden Clayton suggested to the minister of the local Methodist church that they hold services to celebrate fathers after a deadly mine explosion killed 361 men. While Father's Day was celebrated locally in several communities across the country, unofficial support to make the celebration a national holiday began almost immediately. William Jennings Bryan, that guy from Salem that we all know, was one of its staunchest proponents. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge recommended that Father's Day become a national holiday, but no official action was taken. In 1966, Lyndon B. Johnson, through an executive order, designated the third Sunday in June as the official day to celebrate Father's Day. However, it wasn't until 1972, during the Nixon administration, that Father's Day was officially recognized as a national holiday. So that's pretty cool. And yes, they do celebrate Father's Day around the world.
Well, you know, this is interesting too, because again, sometimes we have this single-sided view of the world coming from America. We think the whole world is just like us, you know, yes, and does everything we do.
It's this way everywhere.
That's right. And I remember one time, I have a friend that was not born and raised in the United States, and I was talking about Halloween, and she said, well, she never celebrated. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, Jan, not everyone all over the whole world celebrates Halloween. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Liz, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Father's Day around the world. This is kind of cool. Other countries also picked up on the idea of Father's Day, while many followed suit by celebrating it on the third Sunday in June. Some decided to honor Dad on different dates. So to make sure that you know when to pay your respects to dear old Dad, wherever you may be, here's a short list of the Father's Day days celebrated across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're in Iran, it's March 14th. March 19th in Bolivia, Honduras, Italy, Liechtenstein, Portugal, and Spain. May 8th is South Korea. First Sunday in June in Lithuania. The second Sunday in June in Austria, Ecuador, and Belgium. The third Sunday in June is Antigua, Bahamas, Bangladesh, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Cyprus, the Czech Republic, France, Greece, Guyana, Hong Kong, India, Ireland, Jamaica, Japan, Malaysia, Malta, Mauritius, Mexico, the Netherlands, Pakistan, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, the Philippines, Puerto Rico, St. Vincent, Singapore, Slovakia, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Switzerland, Trinidad, Turkey, the United Kingdom, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe. All celebrate on third Sunday of June.
Mm-hmm.
June 17th, El Salvador and Guatemala. June 23rd is Nicaragua, Poland, and Uganda. The second Sunday in June is in Uruguay. The last Sunday in July, the Dominican Republic. The second Sunday in August is Brazil. August 8th is Taiwan, China. August 24th, Argentina. The first Sunday in September in Australia and New Zealand, New moon of September is Nepal. The first Sunday on October is Luxembourg. And the second Sunday in November, Estonia, Finland, Norway, Sweden, and December 5th, Thailand.
So
there you go.
Hat tip to dads all around the world on all those days that's appropriate to your country and community.
We'll keep this posted on the wall down here. So as the Father's Days approach, we will say to our international friends, Happy Father's Day.
Exactly, because we just touched.
We have listeners in Uganda.
We do, and we just touched on this the other day, how it amazes us. We were talking about in our podcast on civility, and you were saying how people that tune in, we hope that they take a little bit from this podcast that might resonate with them in that civility and common courtesy and a dialogue that is a positive message we try to share here at Creekside.
Well, I know we have, just looking at this list, I know we have listeners in Canada. I know for a fact we have listeners in Belarus. I know we have the Russian Federation, several there. Some of them, you know, could be bots, but that's to be expected everywhere. But I know that there are some active listeners that like to listen to, if nothing else, colloquial English.
Mm-hmm.
And ours is about as colloquial as you can get.
Homespun.
Sometimes my tang gets all tangled up. And there's colloquial for you, with the, flopping the syllables around. But welcome, and thanks for listening. And if you're a father out there, happy Father's Day, even if it isn't your Father's Day.
That's right.
Where you are. So,
and you know, we got to talking about over the years, we grew up with television, and television shows and series were so different than they are today. There's a lot of good quality television out there now.
Oh, goodness, yes.
But the things that we grew up with, Father Knows Best.
Father
Knows Best, right. Yes. And Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons and that kind of stuff. And we just wanted to take a minute and talk about some of those memories of the dads that we grew up seeing once a week on television.
Well, there are reruns locally here in the St. Louis market. Father Knows Best every morning, 7 days a week, or 5 days a week, rather. There's Mr. Young is there being the father. Mm-hmm. And there's still some decent wholesome ideas that they present. You know, young Bud trying to grow up to be a young man, and his sister being the doting sister and eye-rolling sister that bigger sisters could be.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of her name right now. I just, for some reason, remember Bud was his name.
And Kitten was the young daughter.
Yeah. Oh,
Betty was the older daughter, wasn't it, Betty?
I don't remember. But anyway, it was fun to watch those things. And because I occasionally get up early, I see a bit of an episode or two.
Well, and they may be dated in some ways, the way they dress and some of the things they say and do. But in general, it was an intact family that cared about each other, that had problems like all families do of every generation.
Yeah.
And they loved each other, and they knew right from wrong. And the kids, if they needed a gentle nudge in that direction of reminding, the parents were able to do that. And so it just helped, I think, all of us see what loving families are and can be and should be.
And how, even if your father is an advertising executive, he can be a cool guy.
Exactly. Because that's what father was.
So many of those fathers on television were ad execs or maybe a lawyer.
Yes, and they all came home at, 5 or 6 at night, and the dinner was on the table with the wife in her dress and pearls.
Yeah.
Yikes. That part, I'm just fine with passing along and moving through that era. I don't want to get the dress and hose and heels and pearls to make you meatloaf, Don. But the love that was there was obvious, and the concern for the children, and the fact that they would listen to the kids too,
and did so in civil tones, just like we were saying earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, civility is something that was part of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you conduct your life. This is the way that things should be done, and you should give somebody the common respect and patience that I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do that, then there should be hell to pay. You know, you should honor your mother and father. It's one of the things that is, you know, universal.
Well, that's true. And then I would go ahead and say that the father and the mother should honor their children. So
conversely, right. Right. One hand washes the other.
Well, and it just makes for good living.
Sure.
And decency. If you see decency in your home, it's much easier to show it in the world.
Yeah. Who are some of the other cool dads that you've
Well, I mentioned the Waltons, and of course, you know me, John Walton and Zeb Walton. Yes, and that whole family, that whole era during the Depression when everyone had to strive to stay together. Families, neighbors, and communities struggled in multiple ways. But the Waltons had that steadfast, tried and true rock in their family. And I think that the women were rocks in their own rights, too.
I mean, you bet.
So it's not that one was more important than the other. But, you know, when you can come home to parents that are there and a dad that was there that was loving and kind and firm, there's, you know, they were disciplined.
Yeah.
But they also knew that, you know, that soft place to fall kind of thing, they always had a place that they could be unconditionally loved. In spite of their behavior, and sometimes because of their behavior, and in a multiple gamuts of things, feelings.
And for our people in the rest of the world that don't know anything about the Waltons is a television series in the United States that was based on a book called Spencer's Mountain.
Written by Earl Hamner,
who was not our specific guest here on Creekside, but we did have some relationship with Earl Hamner and some of his family ties, in the television series, Walton's Mountain, that we tried to bring to Creekside with Don and Jan by an interview that was done by John Goldsmith here in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, a direct interview with Earl Hamner, the writer of Spencer's Mountain. And what a wonderful, wonderful interview that was. And what an amazing gentleman Mr. Hamner must have been. I wish I could have known him.
Oh, me too. And since Earl Hamner really wrote about his family that came to life in the book and on television as the Waltons. Now, there were variations. His, mm-hmm. It wasn't absolutely a 100% copy right. of his life, but he pulled and drew from those times when he grew up with his family in Virginia.
Yeah.
I was reading about this the other day when Ralph Waite, who played John Walton, passed away. Earl Hamner said he did such a fine job of acting the role of Earl's father that he felt like he lost his dad a second time.
Oh, goodness.
And he said it was heartbreaking, and yet what an honor that he was able to say that about Ralph Waite, and that he encompassed his father so much he felt like he lost him a second time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, touching.
Yeah, indeed. So I'm sorry, you go ahead.
Oh, that's okay.
Go ahead with your list of people.
Well, and a lot of times grandparents play an active role if a home can't have two parents, or they just help raise the children, whatever that is. And so Zeb Walton, who was John Walton's father, played such an active role in that show. And I just loved him. He took the grandkids out and taught them about nature and life and the inner workings of all of it, how we were all intertwined. And I just thought he was a...
And again, if you haven't got the opportunity to go back and relive all of those episodes that occurred here in the United States in the 70s, the entire box set is available for purchase. A box set of DVDs can be purchased. It's a wonderful, wonderful show.
It really is.
And it's something that, you know, you don't have to binge watch for any stretch, but if you need to calm down and lower your shoulders and take a break from hard work and learn a little bit of life in old America, there you go.
That's you can watch it. Them do hard work in a loving environment.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the other popular one was Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I didn't watch that show as much as a lot of people. We enjoyed the books as we had them in our book club, and we had a whole year of weaving Little House on the Prairie and the Ingalls family and Laura Ingalls Wilder in our publication and on the podcast and our autumn dinner. So I got to learn about them more from the book than from the TV series. But that was played, Charles Ingalls was played by Michael Landon.
Oh, yeah.
And that had such a...
Little Joe.
Yeah.
From Bonanza.
From Bonanza, yeah. We loved him as that character and as this. But that was a heartwarming show. And again, it showed the challenges families face, but when you face it together, it makes it easier. There are right ways to live and right things to do, and they would instruct their children in what they felt was moral and good and kind, and were very good representations of that.
Yeah, fun shows, absolutely fun shows, and good for the heart.
Yeah.
Who else is on your list?
I remember watching The Courtship of Eddie's Father. And that was with Bill Bixby.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a wonderful show, too. And then he was a single dad.
Yeah.
So it was a different perspective on raising your children and the importance of what he had to do, you know, alone in many cases.
Yeah. And the Partridge Family is one that comes to mind, too. The Partridge Family. And, you know, even they had a guy that was not the substitute father, but he filled in the shoes every now and then. He was their manager. You remember that?
You know, I didn't watch that show as much as everybody else did.
Well,
but I kind of do, yeah.
It's still kind of fun. And that's that's one of those things that happens because I get up sometimes at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. And there's, you know, when I'm sitting there putting my socks on, it's, well, okay, now what do I know? Let's go through TV for a little bit.
Well, and you always said that helps you start your morning.
Yeah.
And a lot of these shows, like you said, also are good to help you calm down and end out the day from a stress-filled 2018, and it simpler times. And, you know, there were challenges for all those. When I say simpler times, obviously the Great Depression era, there was not simpler times, but people learned to appreciate simpler things. That was all that they had access to.
Yeah.
So I think we can find joys in life in the simple things.
And Andy of Mayberry?
Oh, absolutely.
And it was, you know, whenever we sit and talk about these things, do you think that we attempt to live our lives vicariously, or did attempt at a time to live through what we saw on television and try to emulate that in our lives?
I don't think that I ever, when I watch television, I actively watch it. I don't feel like I'm vicariously living through them. So, and well, my brother Jeff, I said that, you know, he and I were fortunate enough. We were kind of raised like Leave It to Beaver. So we thought the whole world lived like that. And so maybe when I watch these things, I just could relate to them because a lot of that fortunately happened in my own home. Mom and Dad were older when they had us and very stable in their marriage and stable in their finances. And so life was, you know, kind of a bed of roses when we came into it. And we didn't see a lot of the challenges that went on before we arrived. They had to work through a lot of stuff like all married couples do.
But yeah, and since they had you later in life, they had that opportunity
exactly.
to get over those things that have happened to young couples. Mm-hmm. So
when you have kids young.
Kudos to you.
Yeah, well, and when they have kids young, then the kids get to see you go through all that turmoil. They're right there with you sometimes. But so, I don't think I live vicariously through it. But I think if we can learn from it, at the very least, it gave some people a different image from maybe what they were going through in their own homes to, like you said, emulate. And that brings me to this, the 10 things we learned about fathering from Andy Griffith. And I found this on the internet. The Andy Griffith TV Show is one of the most iconic and enduring television programs in history. 6 decades later, the family comedy set in mythical Mayberry, North Carolina, and I'd even forgotten North Carolina was...
Yeah,
Mayberry was just Mayberry
it was
to me.
Near Raleigh, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. It still finds its way into our homes. The primary reason for that is the character of Sheriff Andy Taylor, played by the late Andy Griffith. Andy was the father we all wanted and the father that we would love to be, which is what you're pointing out, Don, when people watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
He was funny, wise, disciplined, compassionate, and humble. The parenting and community values displayed in the show for many people are what American life was either once like or what should be. With this calm demeanor and friendly smile, Andy Griffith gave several generations of young men an example of what a great father should look like. Of course, it was just a television show, and this is real life, and fathers come in all shapes, sizes, and personalities. We all have greatness within us if we just reach for it. So here are the 10 things, in a nutshell, we learned from Sheriff Andy Taylor about fathering. Compassion, humor, morality and ethics, humility, discipline, stability, wisdom, respect, priorities with family coming first, and how to love.
Yeah, and I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and thank goodness Hopi grew up to be a television producer, movie producer.
Hopi did.
Hopi did.
Andy's son.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of, you know, there was just a recent episode of Mayberry that I just saw, the Andy Taylor show, that mm-hmm. Andy Griffith show, that Dad was disappointed in Opie to the point where he thought that Opie had set a fire.
Mm.
And turns out Opie had not set the fire, but it was the owner of the building, the owner of the barn, that set it on blaze because he was operating a still.
Hello.
And he blamed it on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get the opportunity, you need to check out the Andy Taylor show, and you'll enjoy it.
And I think in a situation like that, I don't know that particular episode, but when Sheriff Andy Taylor would make a mistake, whether it was accusing his son, and there was a couple episodes that he did that,
mm-hmm.
when he came to the realization that he was wrong and he had falsely accused his son or been misled, he was always willing and able to go talk to Opie and say, I'm sorry. So that's another thing when you have to learn to say you're sorry with children. It's with anyone, ideally. But when your kids can hear you say, I made a mistake, how much more open then are they to admitting they made a mistake and then correcting them? So I'm sorry goes a long way, whether it's your children or just relationships in general.
So what did we learn from television? You learned how to say you're sorry.
And all these other things, too.
And all those other things.
And I hope there are enough good television shows out there these days that kids get that. And even more than that, I wish that everyone has that kind of family that they get to hear, ideally their father or anyone that is helping to raise them, be able to admit when they're wrong and say they're sorry. And that will go a long way in life in general.
Indeed. Okay, well, I think we have just about run out of time.
Okie dokie.
We have. And if you have had a happy Father's Day, we're hoping you had a happy Father's Day. If you didn't have a happy Father's Day, maybe you just did have one by listening. So if you get the opportunity and you find that you've got it in your heart to try to support us a little bit, that'd be cool. And
you can donate and wish Don a happy Father's Day.
You know, I hate asking for money for anything like this. It is out of our hearts that we present this show week after week after week after week after week. And it would be really cool if we could, you know, help defray some of the costs on it. So if you got it, share it. If you don't, listen anyway. It's still fun. Glad to have you along.
Absolutely. And we'll see you next week right here at Creekside with Don and Jan. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.